Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefod.
Said we're through before. WMF. Oh.
Thank you. There's a whole game that goes on between the teacher and the student. First of all, the student does not do the homework. I never did homework. I carried my books home, threw them down in a chair. That was the end of my homework. My mother didn't care. She said, "Did you do your homework?" "Yes, ma'am." "When?" "Coming home." Mothers don't want to be bothered with that extra stuff, man. They just say, "Good, he did it. Now, that's all." You know, they don't go to study the paper or nothing like that. Come back to school the next day. Now you know you haven't done your homework. However, the savior is Ronald. Ronald always did his homework. And we waited for Ronald.
"Come here, Ronald."
No,
come over here. What's the answer to him?
And everybody'd write down the answers. 40 guys in the class. There were 22 papers came back with Ronald's name on them. I was the only smart one. I used to even give myself a couple of wrong answers from Ronald's thing. Now, because I am not doing my homework, and my teachers keep saying to me, "You know, you're a very bright boy. You're very bright, William, and it's a shame what you're doing. You're not doing your homework, and a boy like you should be doing homework. You should be proud of yourself, should be proud of your neighborhood, should be proud of your mother and father. Have them proud of you. Man with your intelligence doing nothing. Therefore, we're going to put you in the slow class." So, man, that was really a put down, though, man. But I kind of dug it, because the slow class, I've noticed, all them dudes in the slow class have a lot of fun. They don't ever do no work, man. All the cats in the slow class, you see the class always going by your room when you're working. "Hey, we're going to ball game. Hey! We're going to Europe." You know, kids in slow class, they're always treating them like they're going to die next year or something. Or some strange disease, man. You got to show them all these things. "Oh, we're going to wait them on. Yay!" So I got in that class. All the dudes in my neighborhood are in that class, man. So it's like homecoming. Oh, Kaz is here. And the beautiful thing about being in slow class is that they give you a slow teacher. So... and then slow class singing, "Boo doo 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 doo, good night, my darling." And the teacher's going, "I got the high part, I got the high part." But the trick of the whole thing, which I did not enjoy, was the fact that they gave me a note.
"You take this note and you give it to your father, and he will come into school tomorrow, and we will explain to him why you're in slow class."
"Well, my father don't particularly care."
"You will bring your father in."
I'm telling you right now, my father don't want to come into school. As a matter of fact, he'll probably beat you up.
"Young man, bring your father in."
"No, my father come in here and kill you, man. Because, you see, he don't dare coming out of work. And Dad always, that's one thing he always said, don't let me have to come out of work. And he'll come in here and beat all this whole school up. He'll kill everybody in this school."
"Bring your father in."
So now, man, I go home. Now, I can't find, see, the one thing about when you're a kid, you can't find anybody old enough to play your father. If they had a thing like Rent a Father, you know, some wino that you could get straightened up. "Yes, I'm his father, and it's wonderful that he's going to be in slow class. And I beg your pardon. I'm happy that he's in slow class, and I'll see you tomorrow. Where do I sign?" "Where's 16 cents for the drink you promised me, son?" You know, Rent a Father Wino Agency, if they had one. So now I come home, and I gotta tell my dad that he's gotta come. Now, all parents do know one thing. Although they're not that concerned with school, they do know that when they have to come to school, something's wrong. So I give my father the note.
"Why don't you come to school tomorrow?"
"Come here."
"And what the hell is this for?"
Right away, I know I'm in trouble, man. My father don't start out with, "My goodness, are you having a problem, son?"
"What is this? Read that to me." Dear parent, I know that. Get to the part about where I have to come in to see some Mr. Freiberger or somebody. What the hell is all this about?
I don't know what it's about because see, what happened was I was in class reading, you know? And so the teacher called me a name.
He did what?
He called me a name. And he called you one too. He said that and that goes for your father too.
What did you say?
I told him that you was a good man, that you worked hard to put food in my mouth and clothes on my back. And the man told me, he says, that you wasn't nothing. Because you worked down at the city dump.
What time am I supposed to be there?
Well, he said if you would write a note and just say that you ain't coming, that he would accept that.
No, I'm coming to school tomorrow.
No, Dad, don't come to school tomorrow. Just give me a note.
I'll rip his arm off. Call my son a name. I'll kill him right now. Fool with me because I work on the down the city dump. I'll kill the man for that.
Man, I'm trying to talk to you, Dad. The man just said write a note. That's all you have to do.
I'm not writing no note. Where's your mother?
She's standing right there. Do you hear what that man called me? I haven't heard him say anything, Bill.
Well, he did. You heard Junior. The man called Junior a name and called me a name, too. I'll kill the man tomorrow.
Now my father gets dressed, man. I'm in trouble. I don't know how I'm going to get out. Jesus, keep me by the cross. Oh, my soul shall follow. I'm making out a will, and Fat Albert can have my wagon, and Old Weird Harold can have both of my skates. That I promised to Rudy, but I ain't talking to him. Now Dad comes to school, man, and I know the ceiling's gonna fall, but I got one last hope. The teacher being there, maybe my dad won't hurt me.
Is this the man here?
Yes, that's my dear.
Now let me ask you a second, Mr. Cosby. Your son is a very bright boy, but William will not work.
Say what?
William will not work. He will not work. We've asked him to do homework. He does not do homework. He has a chance to become perhaps a doctor, a lawyer, something very fine. We realize that you work very hard to give this boy clothes and food on his back and things of that nature, and yet and still...
I tell you...
Shut up and I'll rip your mouth off. Now, you told me this man called me a name. This is a nice man.
But Dad, I didn't.
Don't call me a liar. Now get up.
And the teacher, Mr. Cosby, you're killing your son.
That's right. I made him. I'll take him out of here. I'm going to take him home. You probably won't have him in class tomorrow.
Why, come on. baby, don't you touch me now, because some shakes is so much. You are, come on, baby, don't want you to touch me, because some
shakes are so much. Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing. And music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this. But now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Teddy Stoats rolling.
1, 2, 3. Don't be damsel or enemy. I know what I like is good enough for me. You say you just want to be free. What's this bullshit anarchy? It could be me.
Hot rod cars that drag every night underneath the stars. That story is old and it's out of date. I got a bomb that ain't a V8. It's a big machine.
It's a big machine.
It don't use gasoline.
No gasoline, no gasoline.
It's a big M60 tank. Well, I lowered the front and I lowered the back and I put fender skirts on that wide battle track. It's got foam rubber cushions, the upholstery's mink. Shaved the turret and I painted it pink. It's a big machine.
It's a big machine.
They don't use gasoline.
No gasoline, no gasoline.
It's a big M60 tank. It's got a big diesel engine and an overdrive. In the first 10 gears, it'll do 95. 52 tons of cold armor steel. I feel like the devil behind the wheel. It's a big machine.
It's a big machine.
They don't use gasoline.
No gasoline, no gasoline.
It's a big M60 tank. I was dragging Maine one Saturday night when I pulled up to this big red light. A roadster beside me, a custom type. The paint job melted from the heat of my pipes. Bad machine.
Ooh, it's a shame.
They don't use gasoline.
Diesel.
It's a big M60 tank. Well, the light changed to green and we started to roll. And right in my path was a telephone pole. I laid on the throttle and I poured on the steam. I left toothpicks all over the scene. It's a big machine.
It's a big machine.
They don't use gasoline.
No gasoline, no gasoline.
It's a big M60 tank. To the middle of the block we were neck and neck. And I saw that fire coming out of the deck. I looked over my shoulder and my heart skipped a beat. The sidewalk was gone and so was the street. It's big machine.
It's a big machine.
They don't use gasoline.
No gasoline, no gasoline.
It's a big M60 tank. When we hit the freeway, we were moving pretty fast. And I saw that roadster begin to pass. But he wasn't thinking one thing he forgot. I lowered a cannon and I fired off a shot. It's a bad machine.
It's a bad machine.
They don't use gasoline.
No gasoline, no gasoline.
It's a big M60 tank. It's a big M60 tank.
It's a diesel.
It's a terrible big M60 tank.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Other side, other side.
other side, this side, that side, let's count down. Let's find a way to the other side, hop on a sled and go for a ride, let the trail of breadcrumbs be our guide.
soon.